You're listening to KZFR 90.1 FM in Chico, Redding, the foothills, and beyond. I'm Matt Fidler. Today we're launching a new fire update segment about the recovery cleanup effort of the campfire. How to get help, how to provide help, what's going on now, and lessons we're learning as we go through this process. And we do want to hear from you, the KZFR listener. Do you have questions or concerns that you haven't gotten answers for yet? About safety or preparedness or something completely different? Let us here at the station know. Please email us at fireupdates@kzfr.org. First, this whole fire has been traumatic for all of us, even if we didn't lose any loved ones or property. Just being surrounded by this disaster and seeing friends and family go through it can wear us all down. We're not robots after all. So if you aren't feeling right and need someone to talk to, you aren't alone. Reach out to California Help and they can help. Their phone number is area code 530-966-7382. To get a list of other campfire-related recovery information, Butte County has set up a website, buttecountyrecovers.org. On Wednesday night, FEMA and the California OES had a question and answer session with the City Council and the public to present their plans for a site for FEMA trailers off Eaton Road and for temporary fire debris handling center for non-hazardous material in the Barber Yard. These are not plans that the city can overturn because of the declaration of emergency in the area. The federal and state governments now have complete jurisdiction over this process and is being planned by the U.S. Corps of Engineers. The trailer site off of Eaton Road will hold up to 250 trailers with promises for new roads and infrastructure in the area to handle the additional traffic. For the debris handling center in the Barber Yard, which will be the single biggest recycling operation in California's history, there will be 250 to 500 trucks per day entering and exiting the Barber Yard site around Myers Road and exiting on West 22nd Street. The trucks will bring in raw material, concrete and metal only, and once processed, will be put on freight trains at the Barber Yard rail spur. The West 16th Street access point will be used only for SUVs and smaller cars. At both sites, FEMA and Cal OES said they would return the areas to their previous condition when the efforts were finished in 9 to 18 months' time. You can currently comment on the project at spk.usace.army.mil/CA wildfire. We have the link available at kzfr.org. Stay tuned to KZFR as we'll be providing these updates regularly throughout the week as the fire recovery continues, here at KZFR.